baby, my little baby. Mama's in the school, you're covered in drool.
Here's my man of many talents. What's the small fry doing at school?
We kind of need to cool it.
Yeah, I know, not at school. But we can have fun at work, right?
Jenna is talking to Simpson. She's coming back to Degrassi. So, Mexican night's not at work, eh? Well, I'll bring my sombrero. So what do you say? Can you come back?
No. I mean, I can. It's just we have no childcare, so I can't.
Is there anything I can do?
Stay home with Ty?
I don't exactly have the right equipment.
Don't call my boobs equipment, Casey.
My mom could watch him.
She told us she wouldn't be a babysitter, remember?
Okay, what about the mummies group?
Oh, those ladies are super competitive. It's so annoying.
Maybe you could ask them how they do it.
Fine. I'll ask. But one way or another, I need to come back to Degrassi.
Supreme Court judge.
Do you know she's a musician?
Ruth Bader Ginsburg?
No, Ms. O. She played violin in some indie band. They toured with Arcade Fire.
Did you know this presentation is due next period?
Yeah, no, all I'm saying is, you know, she's probably the coolest teacher, like, ever.
Dude, set aside your teacher crush for 1 second and focus.
There's no crush. I'm focused.
Saf, I'm supervising the score for the school play and I was hoping you'd come out for it. Today at lunch?
Sure. Yeah, it's a date.
Oh yeah, no crush at all.
Well, no, it's just like, you know, I really haven't had anyone to talk music with in a while. She'd make a great mentor.
Is that what the kids are calling it these days? Mentor?
Tickets are on sale now for the Grade 11 original theater production, Love Roulette, based on a true story.
Why, thank you, Jake, you are so...
strong.
I was going to say chivalrous.
So, any new ideas on how to avoid our parents?
Well, I guess being in denial that they're dating isn't going to make it go away.
Not so far, no.
How about you come over after school? My mom's working late. You could renovate my bedroom.
Hot, but I can't tonight.
No problem. She works late all week.
See, that's why I like you, Claire. You're so easygoing.
I try. What are you doing tonight anyway? Just asking.
Oh, I didn't tell you. I'm building the sets for the new play.
The school play, written by and starring my ex.
Eli? Yeah, I guess so. Is that all right?
Yeah. Yeah, totally.
Cool. You know, I'm glad I finally found something I like to do at Degrassi. You know, besides you.
He's so little, but he's already outgrown all his newborn clothes.
Thank God my sister and I both had girls. Hand-me-downs are a savior. It's too bad you had a boy or I could pass it on.
Oh, it's okay. I'm a thrift store regular.
Yeah, you can find some good stuff. Save some money.
Says the mom with the $1,000 stroller.
I know, I'm the worst. Whenever I see something I like, I just have to buy it, whether it's a stroller, toys, clothes.
Her nanny can barely keep up with the laundry.
Oh, you have a nanny?
Yeah, just afternoons. We're looking for a share, and she's great.
For mornings? Really, how much?
About $400 a week.
Oh.
I guess it can add up, but if you can make it work, those couple of hours of escape are heaven.
I'm sure they are.
You're early.
Yeah. I brought my favorite musical scores. Tron, Social Network, There Will Be Blood. Should we listen?
We should probably wait a little.
Right, yeah. Probably talk music first. So, did you really tour with Arcade Fire?
Oh, yeah, you heard about that. Fun tour, tough life, though.
Excuse me, there's a meeting in here.
Yeah, the play's hit score by yours truly, Momash Kaur.
Okay, thank you all for coming. As Degrassi's most talented musicians, one of you will write the score to the play.
Momash Kaur!
And since there's so much interest, I'm making it a competition. And the winner will workshop the final version with little old me. You'll all present your rough ideas tomorrow. Impress me.
I will, myself.
Jesus! Sorry, I got a bit of a tickle in my throat.
Yeah. Now, some guidelines. They want something moody, haunting.
Do you think Eli would sabotage my relationship with Jake?
My list of things Eli wouldn't do is very short. And why are we talking about Eli again?
Eli asked Jake to build his sets.
Jake's a carpenter, right? Maybe it's for reals. Eli's taking this play pretty seriously. Zinc.
Just tell me I'm being paranoid.
You totally are.
Unless Eli actually wanted to poison Jake. What? He poisoned Fitz with Epic Hack? I mean, he's been off his meds a lot.
Well, you don't think he'd actually try and hurt Jake? I'm teasing.
Come on, they're fine. Eli can control his feelings.
You're not helping, you know that? How much zinc did you put in there?
I don't...
Oh, my God.
Jenna? Jenna! Okay, Tyson. Shh. It's okay. It's okay. I'm here. You can't leave him like that. I know. I can't go to school. I spend all day, every day alone with him. I need a break.
It's okay. It's okay. It is tough to do this at your age. I know.
What did you do? When did you go back to school after you had KC?
I actually never did.
Never? How did you cope with being alone?
Not very well. I went to a really dark place, but you are strong and bright.
I don't feel that way anymore. You know, the other mommies, they have so much help. I've got a dead mom, a deadbeat dad. Even my brother moved back to Alberta.
Well, you got us. Listen, my shifts are mostly evenings now, so what if I take Tyson in the mornings, and then maybe you could go back to school part-time?
That's too much to ask.
Jenna, you need the break. Plus, it'll give me some grandma time.
Really? You sure?
That's your score?
Yeah. You hear the strings? Giselle's gonna love it.
Sure, but like, have you even talked to anyone about the play? It's about Vegas night, right?
Hear that melody?
Huh? In the background, slot machines. Boom.
No, that is pretty good.
Want a chance to work with an O-caliber hottie? Gotta bring your A-game, pal.
Oh, easy. Table 3 doesn't need all those calories. I already had the triple cheese man with nachos.
Okay. More for you, then.
As if you wanted this to end.
Wanted to end what?
Nothing, just a game we play. Inside joke. What are you doing here?
Surprising you, silly. Once you're done work, we celebrate.
Celebrate?
I can go back to school.
Really?
Your mom's gonna take Ty for the mornings. I can do two classes plus lunch. Isn't that great?
So at night you'll have to watch Ty and do homework?
When I'm alone with Ty, I get so depressed. I need to see my friends. Be normal. I need this.
You're right. We'll make it work. It's gonna be fun.
So fun! I knew you'd be excited. Jenna,
what are you doing here?
Learning, laughing, whatever I want. I'm back at Degrassi.
Really?
For the mornings, at least.
I'm with Tyson. On the cutest little baby vacay.
He's with Casey's mom, but this is my vacation, so tell me everything. Gossip stories, what do you got?
Hey, J-Rock, you're back. How's little man? Any new baby pictures?
Seriously?
What? Babies are cute.
Can we talk about anything else? Anything?
Morning, folks. Today, we'll be discussing very modern history.
Perfect.
In the internet age, can nations still keep diplomatic secrets? That is the question posed by the scandal du jour, WikiLeaks. In November 2010,
Jenna.
WikiLeaks published highly classified documents.
WikiLeaks.
And its diplomatic missions.
Like WikiLeaks.
Thus,
your leakage.
Ms. Middleton, can I help you?
Oh my God. I just need to pump.
All right, do what you gotta do. Just don't do it here.
I don't wanna miss the lecture.
Jenna, please. We're not gonna have fun without you, so just, here, I'll pass. Okay, right, where were we? WikiLeaks. Cables. So, U.S. State Department had these, confidential letters sent out.
And finally, I call it Love Roulette, the so-so sweet sweet.
Very good, Mo. And great title. Sav? Very nice.
Thanks. The bass represents Ari's heartbeat racing as Fritz chases him, and the brass cutting in here and there should evoke Fritz's knife.
That's just... wow.
A tryhard!
Mo, do you need a lozenge? I think we have a winner. The first order of business is to build this into a theme song with lyrics for the opening. I'd love to hear it tomorrow. We can work on the rest of the score later, okay?
Sure. Couldn't be more stoked.
And Sav, you might want to think about collaborating with Mo. He had some pretty great ideas, too.
You heard the pretty lady?
Sorry, Mo. I work alone.
Hey, where is everyone?
In the gym watching dodgeball. I'd be there, too, but, you know, science program application.
I thought I was supposed to eat lunch with Casey. Dodgeball, really?
He and Maricel are co-captains. He didn't tell you?
No. No one tells me anything anymore.
He'll eat with you tomorrow.
If there is a tomorrow.
That's a bit dark.
I had a leak in class, Allie. My life is just so different from everyone else's.
Hey, you can do this. You just need to find something fun here.
I don't even know what fun is anymore.
Well, Sav's been killing himself trying to write some music thing. Maybe you can help?
Okay. Maybe. I'll get out of your hair then.
Wait. I can do this later, when I have lunch with a friend.
Thanks. That sounds fun.
We need a moment early on that shows the audience that Claire likes Ari.
Maybe she stands in a doorway watching him work?
Whoa, that's really good.
going to let you two talk. It's bad enough that this play drags my name through the mud, but can you please leave Jake out of this?
Jake?
My boyfriend. Building your sets.
Oh, Jake. Strapping, handsome, good with his hands. Great hire.
Just promise not to say anything mean about me around him.
Where is this venom coming from?
It's not... You're off your meds. You're unstable.
I'm fine. I'm thinking clearly.
And why doesn't that make me feel any better?
Claire, I would never badmouth you on purpose, but when I'm in here, my creativity can't be contained.
Do you hate me so much you'd ruin my relationship?
Claire, I don't hate you. I just don't know why you're so upset. He'll be out of the picture soon enough.
Wait, out of the picture? What is that supposed to mean?
Oh, Claire, always so curious.
Hey! I've heard you've got a thing.
Jenna, thank God you're here. I have to write a song for the school play, and it's killing me.
Okay, what do you have so far?
Hunter's knife.
Isn't that row, row, row your boat?
Yes. I've also written YMCA and the national anthem.
You do need my help.
Can you come and jam in the music room?
Now?
Yeah, unless you have to get back to the baby.
No, I'll check in with Grandma. I'm sure she wouldn't mind watching him a little longer.
Perfect.
Works alone my ass. Oh, Seth, you should not leave your things unattended.
There's his bag. You're seriously gonna go through his stuff? You know, he's been okay lately.
I know he's up to something. I just don't have any proof.
Well, if you're so worried, talk to Dawes or something.
Aha, Epicac.
Hand sanitizer. Come on, let's go before Jake catches you and thinks you're the crazy one.
Hey, Claire. Up here.
Jake, what are you doing?
Eli asked me to hang some lights.
Don't you think that stuff should be secured?
No, it's sturdy.
How about I hold it steady and you be a little more careful, okay? Think I'm being paranoid now?
Into my room. Oh, that's it.
Running through the hallways of my heart.
Running through the hallways of my heart.
Ty! Oh my gosh. Ty, it's okay. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. Oh my gosh. Ty, you're okay. You're okay. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. You're fine.
Are you sure you don't need my help?
From you, no.
Not even help finding this?
What do you want?
Make me co-composer.
Or what? You'll erase the hard drive?
I would never delete an artist's work.
You know, you're not very good at blackmail.
Okay, how's this? You make me co-composer, or... Oh, girl, you make my heart burn. You got so much to teach. I've got so much to learn.
Please stop.
You drop the knowledge and you speak the truth. And you look so cute in those tall leather boots. It's beautiful. You know, things would probably get pretty crazy if Miss O-O-O-O-O-O-Girl heard your little love ballad.
Okay, fine. just promise to never sing that again.
But it's so damn catchy.
How is he? Is he okay?
Yeah, doctors are still looking at him. Why did I have to call Little Mistakes Landline to reach you? I've been here an hour.
I was bussing tables. I didn't hear my phone buzz. What did you do anyway?
It was an accident. He was on the change table and then...
Then you accidentally dropped him on his head. Were you even paying attention?
Do not accuse me of being a bad mother. I'm with him all the time while you're off having fun.
Fun? I work to make money for this family.
Are you saying it's not work to stay home with the baby?
I don't know, but it must be nice to sit at home, watch TV, and play guitar while our baby falls off a table.
You're such an ass.
Excuse me. Good news? Ty's going to be okay.
Oh, thank goodness.
He passed all the tests, but he may still have a concussion, so you'll have to monitor him.
We can do that.
There is one other thing.
Oh, God, what?
Given the nature of your baby's injuries and your situation, I have no choice but to file a report to Child Services.
But we didn't do anything wrong. It was an accident.
I'm sorry. It's policy.